There's nothing like an eyewitness account to make political affairs more personal. Commentator Amy Alexander recounts the story she heard from a Lebanese woman at a recent benefit.
I had made the scene at the behest of a journalist friend who covers the State Department for a large daily newspaper. She assured me that the money raised from the benefit was only going to be directed to Lebanese refugees, not to members of Hezbollah, the armed militia that has been trading missiles and bombs with Israeli forces these past few weeks. Inside the crowded club, I found myself seated at a low cocktail table in a smoke-filled, elegantly appointed room. Loud disco music pulsed continuously, making conversation difficult. But I scooted my chair closer to one of the women who had met us there, a Lebanese-American who was a policy analyst at an Arab-American think tank in D.C. Over glasses of wine, I listened as the young woman described her distress surrounding the current upheaval. She told me that during her youth, she had shuttled back and forth from Lebanon to the U.S. for her education. She is thoroughly American and thoroughly Lebanese all at once. I listened carefully, wanting keenly to hear her first-hand take on the current situation. Like perhaps millions of other Black Americans, I have followed over the years the various wars, skirmishes, and insurgencies between Israel and nearby Arab nations only sporadically. This latest round of fighting, though, has captured my attention and my sympathy like none before. Maybe because, unlike with past coverage of other major battles between Israel and Palestine or Israel and Lebanon, I now watch the news through the eyes of a mother. And recent televised videos showing grisly pictures of dark-skinned men wailing as they carried the bodies of dead children from bombed buildings brought tears to my eyes and made my heart race. Now, whenever I see images of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice saying in very dry language how her heart goes out to the families and victims of this terrible war, I feel angry embarrassment. How can Rice, who is famously motherless and famously stoic and careerist, possibly know the agony of those Lebanese people who've seen their kids blown to smithereens by U.S.-provided arms? More than the anger I feel whenever I hear President Bush mouthing such empty platitudes, Condi Rice's boilerplate utterances cut me to my core. How twisted is it that the face of our nation's heartlessness and cruelty, the face now hated by other nations around the globe, is that of a Black woman? Back at that nightclub in DuPont Circle, I told my Lebanese tablemate that I felt guilty for not having studied too deeply the long, sour history between Israel, Lebanon, and other Arab nations in that part of the Middle East. She shook her head, drew in another puff from the tube on the hookah pipe that sat atop our table, and exhaled the apple-flavored tobacco slowly. "That is okay," she said, "because at least now you are wanting to learn more." Then she had a question for me. "I don't understand why more African Americans don't seem to be outraged by this. I mean, since 9/11, Arabs are probably more likely to be racially profiled than almost anyone else in the U.S. You know the term driving while Black? Well, we have what is called flying while Arab." We both laughed, but eventually I told her that I didn't know why more Black Americans didn't seem to get exercised about the plight of Arabs here or in the Middle East, or at least why we didn't seem willing to speak out about it if we did get it. She suggested I expand my reading to include both European newspapers as well as any translated Arab language daily newspapers that I could find online. I vowed that I would. Then our talk turned to our respective love lives, and the disco beat went on.
Amy Alexander is an author living in Silver Spring, Maryland.